I now call the board back in session. Next case, please.
Case number 9570, Coulter Constructions, Inc., northwest of Route 16, north of Fillmore Avenue, being Lot 4, Block 12, within Broad Hill Beach Development, variance from side yard setback requirement. Name and address.
Terrence Babby, 30303 South Mill Run, Milton, Delaware, 19968.
For testimony, you're about to give us your correct best knowledge?
I do.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I've prepared just a few packets for you here, just to kind of detail the, a few surveys of existing and proposed.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of hopefully get us through it a little quicker.
All right. Appreciate that.
As I stated, my name is Terrence Babby, Coulter Construction Incorporated. I'm the owner of that company, and I'm the builder for the proposed home on this lot down in Broad Hill Beach.
Okay.
My clients are Richard German and Chris Clements, and they did ask me to present for them this evening.
Okay.
As soon as those go around, you'll see the first sheet will show you the existing mobile home that's existing on the property, and of course down there in Broad Hill, I'm sure you're aware, a lot of mobile homes down there on pilings.
Mm-hmm.
It appears that it's had a porch added on and a deck as well. Currently, it's impeding on the required 30-foot front yard setback, you can see by nearly 10 feet.
Mm-hmm.
On the right-hand side, typically the lots down there are 50 feet wide and 10 feet required on either side for a setback. In this case, however, you have a paper street, this Fillmore Avenue, because it's a street per se, it's required to have 15 feet apparently on that side, which I was unaware of actually until we were moving forward with the project and had the house designed and septic and so on. It's actually, it's not owned by Del Dot, wasn't accepted by them back in 1976, and it's just another paper street, that's essentially a dune down there and of course has no intention, in speaking with Del Dot, they have no intention of ever doing anything with it. Page two is the proposed septic plan done by Citadel Engineering. Also shows the proposed home. You can see there's an offset in the right rear. We're complying with that setback. And then again on the front now, you'll see that we are complying with the 30-foot setback in the front. So we're bringing the new home. It will be in compliance as the old mobile home is not. On the right-hand side, the 10.2 feet is identical to what's there now. The third page will show you an overlay. Basically, you have the existing mobile in pink there, you can see, and then the proposed new home, and that's actually the overall building of the big square, and as noted on the prior page, there's actually an offset in that right rear corner bringing it into compliance with the rear setback as well. So actually the setback we're asking for is just in the on that right-hand side, from 15 feet from the paper street, Fillmore Avenue, down to 10, which is what the existing home currently is. Also, just a note, as mentioned, there's a cesspool there. We'll be doing away with the cesspool and, of course, putting in a new sand mound septic system. And considering the variance, of course, the lot is unique in that it's a very narrow 50-foot wide lot, which is typical, again, of the lots down there. And strict conformity to the current setbacks would reduce the typical 30-foot wide building envelope to just 25. We feel that the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The practical difficulty within the building envelope that's created by this was not created by the owner. It won't alter the essential character of the surrounding neighborhood and will not impair use or development of adjacent properties. It will not be detrimental to public welfare. In fact, there's quite a few of these variances have been granted down there, these types of variances, and one of which was actually presented by us for a client that's two lots north of this particular lot. We're looking for the minimum variance, a 5-foot variance on the side is the minimum to provide relief and represents the least modification to the setback requirement. Again, the requested variance is typical of several variances granted in this neighborhood. If granted, we are intending to remove that existing mobile home with the decks and construct a new stick-built custom home on the site. Also, we remove the current cesspool, as I mentioned, install a new sand mound septic system, and all the construction on this site will be landward of the Denrec building line, which doesn't even cross this property. It's bayside of the property, you know, to the rear. As you're looking at this property, it's further to the rear. The Denrec building line actually is not even shown on the survey because it doesn't come across the property. Be much our case.
Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Werman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 9570, as I think it's it not altered such a character to the neighborhood. We've granted many like variances in that area.
Okay, do I have a second?
Simplest way to develop the property.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. McCabe, but a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 9,507. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you. Have a nice evening.
You too, sir.
Case number 9571, Richard L.